Hello, hello, hello. Good afternoon, moms and dads. Welcome to Nido's Parenting Masterclass, Toddler Expert Tips, presented by Nido 3 Plus. Todo protect their toddler years with Nido 3 Plus. I'm Evelyn Arellano, now a proud mom of three. Yes, Prima Leon. And our newest addition to the family, of course, my baby girl, Alana. Yes, I have a baby girl. Now I can stop. I can stop at three. I'll be your host for our very fun and informative talk today. But first, hello to all the mommies and daddies who are tuned into us right now. I hope you're all doing well and that you're all safe in your homes with your little ones. Today, we are going to talk about a topic that's very relevant for parents with young children, me included. The reality, you know, is that we've been in quarantine for around 5 months now. And for how many more months, pa? We don't know. Sana, ano, let's give it maybe another 3 months, the most. But, you know, since we've been stuck at home, it's understandable for parents to be worried about their children not getting enough socialization or being struggling with isolation. With schooling now done online, tapos yung mga playdates pa, discouraged. Hindi na nakakapag-socialize face-to-face yung mga anak natin with their classmates, with their peers, and with their playmates. So, syempre, this poses a challenge since early socialization is very important in supporting children's development. And this is crucial in helping them grow up to be well-rounded adults. And this is precisely why today we'll be tackling our topic, how to keep your child social while social distancing. Yeah! Mommies and daddies, paano nga ba natin sila matutulungan makipag-socialize in the new norm? At ano nga bang mga role ng family or ng buong family, especially since tayo lang naman ang magkakasama sa bahay? Tapos lastly, how can we properly utilize technology as a safe alternative to face-to-face interaction? So, syempre, joining us today is teacher Tina Zamora, who will be sharing her expert tips and insights on this topic. So, teacher Tina is a family life and child development specialist, and I'm sure we'll be getting a lot of info from her today. So, good afternoon, teacher Tina. Thanks for joining us today, teacher Tina. Before anything,
thanks for having me.
Maybe you can just tell us a little bit more about yourself and what you do.
I'm a family life and child development specialist. That means we study children in the context of their families. I'm also the school director of Nest School. It's a progressive school in Quezon City.
Before we start, I would like to remind you that for more toddler expert tips, you can follow at Nido3 Plus on Facebook. And you can also search toddler expert tips on YouTube for more videos from our experts on relevant topics. And don't forget to subscribe to Nido's YouTube channel, Nestle Mom and Me Philippines. And you can also follow our YouTube account. Nag-plug din ang sarili. Okay.
All right. I watched that.
Tina. Yeah, thanks, teacher Tina.
Yeah.
All right, so teacher Tina, we have our first question. Just how important is socialization in the development of young children, particularly those who are 3 to 5 years old?
Well, I think you experienced this with Primo. You know, children, their social circles should widen as they grow. So at first, they're only with their families, and then they're with their playmates, and then they're with their classmates and teachers. But right now, they're having an issue because they can't go out. Right?
Yes.
So we still need to be very conscious in teaching them how to connect with other people. And
right.
It doesn't matter if they are at home, there are still ways to have them connect with other people. And that's where the parents have a very major role. And pinapanood ko yung vlog niyo ni Drew, ha? Very connected kayo dun sa mga bata. Good job yan, Mommy Iya. So that's only one domain that we need to develop with children, but we have to be very conscious about it because right now they can't really physically connect with other people. So we have to find ways in order for them to connect with other people without, you know, physically going out or because of this social distancing.
Actually, I was going to ask because people might be wondering why. What is it with being able to socialize? What are the benefits of socialization at an early age?
Socialization at an early age, yeah, you're introducing your child that you're not the only people in the world, meaning you have to widen that circle of interaction of your child because when they grow up, they need to be, it should be very easy for them to connect with other people. Why? Because They should be able to help other people, or they should be able to work in an environment where they can be a team player or a group player, because, you know, we have a lot of people who are very intelligent but don't know how to work in a group, right? So we have to expose them on how they should adapt with other people. That's a very important domain that we need to develop with children. And right now, parents are having a hard time doing it because of everything that's happening.
Yeah.
There's social distancing,
because
physical
of the restrictions
distancing.
That we
so
have.
We have to be more cautious. Yeah, so the first thing that we have to do, Iya, is to be mindful first of how are we good examples to them when we interact with other people. Because they watch us, they listen to us when we're on the phone or when we're with, you know, our angels at home, when you talk to them, the ones taking care of your children, they observe you, they watch you and how you are with other people. So you're the first step, how you connect with your child and by being a good example to them.
So Teacher Tina, how can you say that the whole situation now has changed things and has affected our children? Kasi, syempre, naturally, yung family na lang ang laging kasama ng mga bata ngayon sa bahay. So, what role does the family play in socialization? Like you mentioned nga kanina, they will see how you socialize with other people and how you talk to other people, and they will model the same thing.
Ang daming changes, yeah, kasi imagine, pati yung nuances natin on how we greet other people, nagbago, di ba?
Yeah.
Kita ko yung blog mo.
Wala nang beso-beso.
Walang yakap. You know, I see, whenever you bring Primo to the market, he easily talks to the stall owners. You know, you encourage him to talk to them. And
even if he doesn't know
who they are. I know. And suddenly, all of that is going to change, right? So you have to be very creative as parents na paano kung gagawin ito na makakakunik ka pa rin. Ngayon, you have to be also very forgiving of yourself and your family. Later, we'll go to the first step because that's where the family really enters. But you have to be forgiving also for yourself because we're all on this together. We're all having a hard time.
No? Yun nga, kids should be able to identify or nakakabasa ng mukha. No?
Yes. Di ba nawala sa atin yun? Yeah.
Actually, you know what, Teacher Tina? I think that's one of the benefits now of early socialization of kids, because Primo, he is so good with that. And he needs, it's so important for him to look, to see my face, because that's when he knows, okay, Mama's not happy. And if he sees that I'm not happy, he'll ask me, Mama, are you happy? But he'll ask me just to make sure na tama ba yung nakikita ko, because you don't look happy.
You know, that's a perfect example, Iya, because we always tell our professors always told us before that children can read even while they're infants because they can read the faces of their moms. Mm. They should be able to know when you're angry, when you're sad, when you're happy. And that's where empathy goes, is developed. And that's how social development, that's really the definition of social development, which is being empathetic with other people.
That's right. All right, so Teacher Tina, why don't we go ahead and start with our tip number one, staying social as a family. Because importante,
yes,
malaking role ng family in the socialization of the kids, especially right now, since family lang talaga yung ka-interact mo sa bahay.
Tama, Iya, and maganda nga yung example ninyo ni Drew with Primo, no? That he sees you interacting with other people. And as you said, kayo lang yung magkakasama ngayon, so kayo lang talaga yung model nila on how to interact with other people. So you have to be very careful in showing your children how to talk to people, how to be kind to people, how to bless other people and to help them. And that's their number one model, because right now, it's really just you that they observe.
Absolutely. How about Teacher Tina, yung mga siblings?
Ay, mga siblings. O, ano naman ang experience mo kay Primo at Leon nung magkasama na sila? Okay ba? Okay ba silang naglalaro together?
I love it because right now, I feel that I guess the timing of the pandemic has just been perfect, because it came at a time when Leon actually really started to interact with his kuya. And I love it. I would actually prefer, I mean, the two kids, they're still very small, and I've chosen to still not enroll Primo in any school, even at his age, which is 3 years old, because I really prefer just his interaction with Leon. Okay na yun for me.
Yeah, and And that's a good example. You weren't forced to enroll Primo just because you want him to be socialized. Because as a family, you should also be able to give the social interaction needed by your children. The sibling can also give it. They don't need to go to school if that is the choice of the family. But I also encourage moms to reach out to the children of their friends. So as Primo already joined some online play dates or parties, and that's good once in a while, but you also really have to encourage them if they have siblings to be able to interact with one another and also to respect the times that they don't want to play with one another, right? Because that's also part of their social development, that they choose not to interact and then they can play together when they're having fun.
That's right. If I know, Teacher Tina, those who don't have siblings, oh, you mentioned kanina, they can reach out to maybe their neighbor's kids.
Right. Their neighbor's kids. But really, Iya, with our experience with children who are the only child lang sila, they have cousins, they also have family members, they might be living in a compound. But if you are just with your family, this is where the parents really come in. The brain of a child connects, it only develops when it connects with another brain. It doesn't matter if it's an adult brain or a child brain. So if it connects with your brain, that's fine, and the synapses will connect. But the social development of the brain of your child will click in if it connects with another person. And it can be the father, the mother, the sibling. So it can be an only child and it's still connected with the parent.
Despite the age. I like that. I like that. You know, the reality is we have to face it. We really just have to stay home until things get better, diba?
That's right.
And so we just have to make do with whoever we can interact with. However you can interact with people, with the ates, with the kuyas, with mama, papa, with whoever. Diba, as you mentioned, it's really just about the connection of brains no matter what age. Diba?
Right. And regardless of who that person is. So if the connection is good, if you have a good relationship, then the brains connect very well, it's developed. It doesn't matter who it is.
That's right, Teacher Tina. Although we know that, you know, because this is also new to everyone, it does take its toll mentally and emotionally on the adults and laluna in our children. So are there any known long-term effects of quarantine on kids?
You know, right now, Iya, there's no psychological study yet. We're all on the same boat. Quote unquote. But psychologists are trying to tell parents that we have to be careful. That if number one, it's the physical health that we need to look out for. Number two really is mental health. Because this is not a normal situation. It's like everybody is going through a period of grief. And imagine if your friend or your relative is going through a period of grief. Di ba mas maingat ka sa kanila, mas maingat ka magsalita. Yes. Mas maingat ka. Para silang may sakit eh, diba?
Yes.
So we also have to be very careful when we talk to our children, even if we're so anxious. If we need time apart from them to just release all the anxiety before we go back, we're better parents.
Do it.
We can talk to them more calmly.
What would you say there are warning signs that we can watch out for in our kids?
Well, that goes to tip number two. The number one tip that I can give you for physical behavior and physical red flags.
Ayan.
Tip number two is watch out for physical and behavioral changes. So, for example, Iya, si Primo, meron kang issue sa kanya, di ba? Ang una mong chine-check dapat ay physical flags. Number one, is Primo eating? Is he sleeping? Or he doesn't sleep at all? Or he's oversleeping?
Or having
is
a hard
he suddenly
time sleeping?
Yes, or is he suddenly throwing a tantrum out of nowhere? Is he physically detaching or emotionally detaching himself from the family? Something very bizarre or different from the usual Primo that you know. And you only know this if you're connected with your child, right?
Yes.
You'll only know if there are changes with Primo if you know him so well that you're sensitive to his needs.
Actually, this is why I really want to encourage our moms and dads to really interact with their kids. Kasi tulad lang sinabi ni Teacher Tina, you can be in the same house but still be socially distant. It doesn't mean
that's
that
dahil
magkasama kayo sa isang bahay na magkasama kayo. But hindi kayo nagko-connect. You really have to connect because dun mo lang malalaman kung ano yung normal para sa anak mo at kung ano yung hindi normal sa anak mo. And these are the things that you really want to watch out for right now.
Right. Because dun mo lang malalaman talaga kung may pagbabago. Kung kilalang kilala mo siya, di ba? So, ang number one, usually, iyan, sinasabi nila, masakit ang tiyan nila. Sometimes, anxiety shows itself with tummy ache. So, sa school namin, pag may nagre-reklamo ng tummy ache, eh, apart from, kumain ka na ba? Kailangan mo ba mag-bathroom? Tinatanong namin, may quiz ka ba ngayon sa math? Kasi baka may anxiety or may fear. So, lumalabas yun minsan sa tummy aches, headaches. You have to know the patterns of your children when they suddenly complain or they change their behavior. That's tip number two.
Would you say, Teacher Tina, na for those na may mga anak na isa lang, would you say that they're more vulnerable to experiencing this? Or same lang, whether they have siblings or whether they're the only child?
Sa experience namin, wala namang pagbabago. Siguro pag isa lang ang anak ninyo, you have to just have to be more conscious on how to socialize them with other people. Kasi nga, nag-iisa lang siya sa bahay.
Okay. All right. So now that the Teacher Tina has identified the signs to watch out for, ngayon naman, let's go talk about the ways on how we can help them cope, particularly with socialization tips and tricks at home. Okay, so paano naman to, Teacher Tina?
Well, first of all, when you notice that your child is showing different behavior, sudden tantrums, being detached, you have to look first for the pattern on what are the triggers when this happens. Okay. So, I think that the trigger yan. Nakikita kong ginagawa niya yan kapag nakikita niyang si mommy nagbibihis for a call. Ibig sabihin, may fear siya na aalis si mommy.
Aha.
Parang ganun, diba? So, yung may pattern. Yes. Mm-hmm. We have to be that conscientious about everything we do and very observant of our children when we're doing it with them.
All right, perfect. Why don't we go ahead? Why don't we go ahead and give them tip number three?
So tip number three is, my favorite tip, routine. Create routines that promote bonding and communication. First of all, what is a routine? A routine, Mommy Iya, is something that you do regularly. It's a schedule of your child para magkaroon ng rhythm yung araw niya, magkaroon ng rhythm yung family ninyo. It's something that will pacify him because he knows what's going to happen next. Mm-hmm. Alam ko na every night nakain kami ng dinner together. Mm-hmm. So I look forward to that. I'm going to tell my stories. But right now, ganun naman talaga nangyayari, di ba? Araw-araw kayo magkasama, araw-araw kayo nagdi-dinner. So ano mga routines na pwede ninyong gawin sa isa't isa? So kayo ni Prim, alam ko ha, nagbe-bake kayo together.
We bake, we swim.
What else?
We, even when I get a massage, the massage chair namin, gusto din yung kasama din siya dyan.
At nagpagupit din siya nung nagpagupit ka.
Yeah, actually, yung papa niya, sabi niya, I'll get a haircut. I was like, okay.
So may mga activities rin, Ian, na ginagawa ninyo as a family that becomes a ritual or a routine for your child. And that's great because it's still connection. It doesn't have to be connected with other people, but it's still connection between family members.
Yeah. Actually, you know, we do a lot of things together in the day, but it also depends on, yun nga, syempre yung mga anak natin, hindi natin pwedeng pilitin, at saka minsan may mga araw na wala rin gana. Kunwari, before, yun nga, I would have Primo earn his stickers on the iPad before having his game time or screen time.
Yeah.
Pero kapag wala rin gana, and he wants to play with sand, di sige, game ako dyan. So, we'll just play with sand. So, it's really just, for us, we really just take the cue of the kids. Kung anong gusto nila, doon kami.
That's a good statement. Taking cues from your children is an important thing because they should also be taught that they have a say in the choices of their activities for the day. And you manage that and you respect and you honor their choices.
That was our tip number three. Creating routines that promote bonding and communication. Lalo na para sa mga anak natin na minsan, they kind of get a little antsy with what's happening. Nag-iba yung mundo, nag-iba rin yung takbo ng routine nila. So now we have to create a routine, even if it's just there at home, para maging familiar pa rin sila. And it gives them also a sense of security. Teacher Tina,
that's right.
Are there specific kinds of play that can help develop social skills?
Yeah, it's called parallel play. And before interactive play, it really comes from parallel play first because children need to, you know, check other children out first. They have their own world and then magko-connect yon. So yung tip number four natin, Iya, is you have to provide opportunities for interactive play so that children play with one another. So when you notice with your boys, biglang magkakatabi silang naglalaro, maya-maya, pareho na sila naglalaro together, interactive na yung laro nila. So that's really the stages. It starts with parallel and then they interact with one another. So we have to give opportunities for that.
Alam mo, Teacher Tina, I have to say, I've chosen not to enroll Primo into school because I feel that itong interactive play na nagagawa naman namin dito sa bayang mas importante sa akin. Interactive play like paghuhugas ng pinggan, if he wants to, if he wants water play and play with his water toys, and I'm fine with that. If he wants to bake in the kitchen or if he wants to learn how to cut using scissors, I'm fine with that. I love interactive play.
Yeah, because it's the basic definition of interactive play, playing interactively with another person. So even if your child is an only child, if he plays interactively with you as a parent, you know, I see you, you're on the floor doing puzzles with the boys, you know.
Playing with sand or...
Playing with sand, very tactile materials.
Yes.
That's very interactive play. And then your children are going to learn, okay, when we're playing, I need to share. Because, you know, younger children, they don't know how to share because they own everything in their eyes, right?
Oh, my goodness.
You can't force.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about
Right. You can't force a toddler or a preschooler to share. You have to wait for an opportunity to show them, a teaching moment. Na, well, you know, you can only do that if you only share the toy with your brother. He'll share with you if you share with him. And then it's something clicks. Ah, okay. So these are the things that they learn during interactive play. They learn a lot of values. They learn how to wait their turn. Mm-hmm. Like when they're playing with a toy, it's not my turn yet. It's Leon's turn, right?
Yeah.
It's very hard for them to let go of that. Oh my gosh, I want to play with it already, but my brother is still playing with it. You know, these are skills that we sometimes forget children should be able to develop while interactively playing with other children.
Uh-huh. How about, Teacher Tina, the use of gadgets or playing online? Does that count as an interactive play?
You know, it's going to count as interactive play if your gadget that you're using or the show that you're watching is also interactive. Like it asks mm-hmm. questions, it asks you, there's a game that you have to answer, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's you're connecting with a gadget, you're creating something with a gadget, and you're just not consuming with a gadget.
Okay.
Which goes to our next tip.
How to use technology as a tool to stay in touch. Because this is our only way of socializing right now.
Kagaya ng mga nanonood sa atin, mga libo-libong nanonood sa atin ngayon, Mami Iya, ginagamit nila ang kanilang gadget para matuto sila to become better parents. It is a tool that they can use to communicate with other children or with other people. Or, you know, si Lolo, si Lola na hindi natin makita ngayon.
Yeah.
Si Tito, si Tita, yung mga pinsa natin at mga kaklase natin noon, mga kaibigan natin ngayon. Why not use the gadget to communicate with them? We just need to be careful, Iya, na their eyes. Kasi alam nyo, may mga pediatric ophthalmologists. Nag-ask si Teacher Tina for a while. May mga pediatric ophthalmologists that are saying that they should have several breaks when they're using a gadget. They should not be on their gadget for more than 2 hours straight without break. And they really have to protect their eyes. And at the same time, we also want to give them other offline activities apart from using gadgets.
Can you repeat that again, Teacher Tina? Baka na-miss na mga moms at dads natin. Okay, so not more than 2 hours a session?
Yes, not more than 2 hours for use
of breaks
gadgets.
In between. And so, they should protect their eyes. So yung mga yung mga glasses tulad ng mga ginagamit namin dito ni Primo sa bahay, to help with the blue light. Tama ba yun?
Yung blue light kasi minsan, Mami Iya, it also affects their sleep.
Ayan.
So that's why they psychologists and doctors also suggest that you also don't sleep with your phone with you because it also disturbs mm-hmm. your sleeping patterns.
All right. So Teacher Tina, are we down to our
We're on the last
tip.
We're down to our last tip, and this is the tip that we want to gusto ko siyang ipa-tarp, pa-print sa tarp para ibigay sa mga magulang.
Kailangan gawin tong billboard sa EDSA kaso
hindi
na nakakatlabas ng tao sa EDSA, so gawin na lang commercial para lahat nakakapanood sa bahay. Ayan.
So ang tip number 6 natin ay don't stress too much. Ayan. Diba nga, we're going through this. We're going through this together. This this weird but historic worldwide pandemic and social distancing is part being safe, right? And I know it's, you can be anxious, you can be stressed, you can be depressed, and we have to honor that if we feel that, mommies. There is help online for that. We have to be open that, because we need to put energy back in our energy tank in order for us to give it to our children. So it's okay that you put yourself first on the list. Put a little me time, like kami ni Ian nag-exercise.
Yes, Teacher Tina, I love it.
So, kailangan magbigay din kayo ng oras para sa inyong sarili, para meron din kayong maibigay sa inyong mga anak. And if you also follow the tips, if you also set a routine for yourself, if you're also interactively playing with your children, it also lessens the stress that you feel in all of this that's happening right now.
Yeah, you know, I really feel that if you can just see the silver lining, it's not so bad. Yes, there might be some things that you might be worrying about, but there is still so many things to be grateful for, like even just having that pandesal that you can eat every morning, or having that cup of coffee. Diba? Even just being home and healthy with your family. That's already something to be happy about, diba?
Just breathe.
Save if there's so many bad and scary things happening, you can't deny the fact that this whole crisis has also brought people together at home. So, if you are like me, I'm sure you must be loving the extra time that you're having with your family. Diba? And you should be lucky to be working from home. It might be hard given the situation if you have kids na nanggugulo. But if you have the option to work from home, even better.
Even better. And teach your children, how are we going to help out the people who are not having an easy time being at home? How do we help out frontliners? How do we pray for our frontliners? I think a part of the social development of our children is them teaching them how to be generous, and that's how they connect with other people, even through a prayer that, you know, let's wish them well, let's offer this drawing to a nurse or to a doctor who's a frontliner. That's also part of social development for children. So how are they going to help others? That's very important for you to show.
Teacher Tina, do you have any tips for the parents on how we can all better take care of ourselves so that we can better take care of our families? You mentioned kanina already, like working out. Working out is one thing.
Yeah, you have to take time and take care of yourself physically because of what's happening right now. Okay. You have to take care of yourself mentally, meaning you also have to honor Iya if you're feeling depressed, you're feeling anxious, you're feeling stressed. There are people that you can talk to if you don't have friends that are available right now, but there are professionals who you can also counsel with. Have that quiet time in the morning when you wake up and you're alone, you plan your day, you do the routines, and really appreciate the time that you have right now with your children 24/7. Because before this is what you prayed about, this is what you asked for, that you have more time with your kids. So appreciate the time with them. Appreciate the time with them.
Absolutely. You can take time for a rest. Self-care talaga is important. Don't feel selfish. Yeah. Don't feel selfish if it's something that, you know, it's going to keep you sane. It's also, if you're sane and you're happy, then you can also be a happy mom and a happy dad for your family. Diba?
That's right.
And so, you know what, Teacher Tina, if you're lucky and you have help at home, then delegate tasks.
Eh kasi naman, Iya, ang Filipino mom, gusto niya siya lahat ang gagawa.
Alam mo naman.
Wonder Woman tayo, di ba? So sometimes kailangan natin i-retain the flag para mabigyan natin ng pag-aalaga ang ating mga sarili.
Teacher Tina, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Iya. I had such a fun time sharing all of these things with you and with the mommies and daddies who are listening to this masterclass.
Yes, I learned so much, and I hope that all of you guys did. I know that you guys all did. So again, we're going to go over the tips again. We have tip number one, stay social as a family. Hindi porket magkasama kayo lahat sa bahay, ibig sabihin close na kayong lahat. You really have to interact with each other. Talk, to each other. Tip number two, watch out for physical and behavioral changes. Ayan, tulad ng sinabi ng Teacher Tina, kapag medyo sumasakit yung chan nila, ng mga bata, yun yung number one na napapansin nila. Or yun nga, if you interact with the children and if you know them, malalaman mo na may naiba sa kanilang behavior. Tip number three, create daily routines that promote bonding and communication. Wake up in the morning, you can have breakfast together or have your 15 minutes of playtime. Kung ano mang routine na yan, keep it up because it gives your children a sense of familiarity and security since medyo nakakawindang na talaga yung mundo natin. Tip number four, provide opportunities for interactive play so you can cook together, whatever. Just do things together or even let your kid interact with another child, whether it's on a Zoom party or with our sibling, of course. And tip number five, use technology as a tool to keep in touch, but regulate. Regulate. Yun. Tip number six, don't stress too much.
Yes.
Try not to stress. I know it's a different kind of time that we are in, but lilipas din to. All right, we just have to take it a day at a time and continue to see the silver lining.
And that's a wrap. Thank you so much, Teacher Tina, for sharing these toddler expert tips so that our toddler explorers can stay social even when we're at home.
Thank you, then, Mommy Iya, and for our mommies and daddies listening, please follow Nido 3 Plus's Facebook page and YouTube channel to know how you can toddler protect your toddler explorers.
And don't forget to follow our Nido 3 Plus Toddler Expert Tip series here on Spotify, where we tackle relevant issues on parenting and raising toddlers with our panel of experts, like Teacher Tina here.
Ganyan talaga ang Nido 3 Plus, Iya. Tutulungan niya tayo as parents to toddler protect our toddler explorers 3 years old and above.
Correct! And Nido 3 Plus has also increased levels of immunity nutrients like vitamin A, C, E, zinc, and selenium versus previous formulas. More importantly, it is the only milk with lactobacillus protectus with L-rhamnosus, a probiotic that helps support our child's respiratory defense para iwas sila sa common coughs and colds.
And you know, Iya, hindi lang pang immunity ang Nido 3 Plus. It also has DHA and prebio-3 for brain, growth, and digestion. Kaya perfect talaga siya for kids ages 3 and above.
Oh, diba? Todo na sa protection, todo pa sa brain at growth nutrients sa presyong hindi todo. So todo protect your 3 Plus toddler with Nido 3 Plus, available in supermarkets nationwide. Or order online through Lazada and Shopee. Thank you again, moms and dads, for tuning in our podcast. This has been Iya Villania Arellano with Teacher Tina Zamora. Stay safe, guys!